by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. And we will be discussing, I think, around 10 or 11 verses. So we'll start with chanting our Mangala Charan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratvise namaha pancha tatvatmakam krishnam bhaktarupa swarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So dear devotees, today we will be continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita written by our Acharya Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. And we will be studying from the Antya Leela. I think this is chapter 16. If I remember correctly, Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tastes the nectar from the lips.
Yes, chapter 16, text number 77 onwards, Prabhuji.
Which chapter, Madhuri?
Chapter 16 and chapter text 16. Number 77 onwards.
Yes, so I just shared my screen. Is everyone able to see, Madhuri?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Text 77, so we'll get started. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing this Antya Leela of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Antya Leela of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhav predominates, the mood of Srimati Radharani, the sentiments and emotions, the divine emotions of Srimati Radharani predominate. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing that the last 18 years of his pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed exclusively in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, in the house of Kashi Mishra in a small room called Gambhira. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Lord Krishna himself, who has come very mercifully in this dark age of Kali to save all of us. And he is Krishna, he is the Yuga Avatar, but on a very deep and internal level, he is having the emotions, the love, the feelings, the sentiments of the Supreme Devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of devotee, that is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is non-different from Krishna. Radha, Krishna, Eka, Atma, Dui, Deha, Dhari, Anyone, Vilasarasa, Aswadana, Kori. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes in the Adi Lila that Radha and Krishna are one in Tattva. But for the sake of Rasa, Rasa, Aswadana, Kori, to taste Rasa and to have loving reciprocation and relationship with one another, anyonya vilasa, they have come as dui dehadhari. They come in two features. Lord Krishna, who is the vishay vigraha, he is the object of our love. And Srimati Radhikarani, she is the ashray vigraha. She is the shelter for all the devotees. She is the abode of love. She is the abode of love. Krishna is the beloved. Krishna is the loved one. And Srimati Radharani is Radha. She is a supreme worshiper. She is a supreme devotee. So Krishna wanted to taste the sweetness of Radharani's love. Krishna wanted to understand his own beauty that Srimati Radharani alone can understand. And Lord Krishna wanted to experience the bliss that Srimati Radharani feels when she sees Krishna, when she chants Krishna's names. So for these three internal reasons, Lord Krishna came with the emotions and sentiments and love of Srimati Radharani. This is called Radha Bhav. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami has described this, and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes this verse in the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Haladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana Vapibhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Hare Krishna. That who is Radharani? She is Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Aladini Shakti. She is the Ladini Shakti of Krishna. She is the pleasure giving potency, the Ananda Shakti, the Ladini Shakti of Krishna. Radha is Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Aladini Shakti. Radharani is Krishna's love who has manifested. And although eternally Radha and Krishna are one, they have appeared in two forms. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana. Even though they are one, Radha and Krishna are one, there is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are one. Ekatmana Api Bhuvi Pura, but still since time immemorial, Anadikal, eternally, even though they are one, but eternally, Ekatmana api bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatavto. But still eternally, they are appearing in two forms. Deha bhedam gatavto. They appear in two forms. So Radha and Krishna in tattva are one, but for the sake of rasa, eternally, Radha and Krishna are in two forms. Radha and Krishna, two forms. एकात्माना अपिभूय पुरा देह भेदम गतौतौ चैतन्याख्यम प्रकटम अधुना. सो राधा एंड कृष्ण आर टू बट अधुना नाउ इन कलियुग दोस टू पर्सनालिटीज ऑफ गॉड हेड राधा एंड कृष्ण हैव अगेन बिकम वन. सो इटर्नली राधा एंड कृष्ण आर वन बट इटर्नली दे आर टू फॉर द सेक ऑफ एंजॉइंग लविंग रेसिप्रोकेशन विथ ईच अदर. बट नाउ दोस टू राधा एंड कृष्ण हैव बिकम वन अगेन. चैतन्याख्यम प्रकटम अधुना अधुना नाउ दे हैव अपीयर्ड प्रकट एज चैतन्य चैतन्याख्यम प्रकटम चैतन्याख्यम प्रकटम अधुना त्वद्वयम् चैक्यम आप्तम. दोस टू हैव बिकम वन. वाय राधा भाव द्युति सुवलितम नौमी कृष्ण स्वरूप. इज कृष्ण ओनली हु हैज कम बट विथ राधा भाव एंड ऑल्सो विद द कॉम्प्लेक्शन ऑफ राधा रानी. सो द हार्ट एंड द इमोशंस आर ऑफ राधा रानी राधा भाव एंड राधा द्युति द कान द इफल्जेंस इज ऑल्सो of Radha Rani golden. So he is Krishna, but he is covered by the love of Radha Rani. And in the heart also he has emotions of Radha Rani. So it is explained by our acharyas that when Krishna decided to come for the three internal reasons to understand the Radha Pranay Mahima, what is the glory of Radha Rani's love, Radha Rani thought that if Krishna takes my mood, takes my emotions, takes Radha Bhav. If Krishna comes with Radha Bhav, he will undergo such ecstatic manifestations, such ecstatic symptoms he will experience. Sometimes he will fall, his skin will bleed, his bones will get, joints will get dislocated, his limbs will enter his body. He will experience my Mahabhav. How can I let that happen to my Krishna? Therefore, I will cover Krishna with my own complexion. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Ghanashyam. He is Gaura Sundar. Instead of being Shama Sundar, he is Gaura Sundar. Because he is covered by Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. He is covered by the complexion of Srimati Radharani to protect him, to care for him. Therefore, externally, he is embraced by the complexion of Radharani. And internally, he is embraced by the bhav, the mood, the emotions, the love of Radharani. This sweet manifestation is Krishna, Gaura Sundar. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just see how wonderful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. He is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shad Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan. He has all the beauty of Krishna. Sucharu vaktra mandalam surat sukarana ratna kundalam suchara chitanga chandanam namami nandanandanam sudirgha netra pankajam shikhi shikhanda murdajam ananga koti mohanam namami nandanandanam tribhanga deha sundaram nakhadyuti sudhakaram amulya ratna bhushanam namami nandanandanam. He is Nandanandan Krishna, he is Shamsundar Krishna, Ishwara Parama Krishna, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Premanjana Spurita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santa Sadayvaridayeshu Vilokayanti, Yam Shamsundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Taham Bhajami. That Shamsundar, who is the abode of all beauty, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the heart is that of the most merciful, most innocent, most loving, most compassionate Srimati Radharani. And the complexion also, the color, the complexion is also that of the most beautiful Srimati Radharani. So this is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we worship in our house, in our homes. The first deity that devotees are given to worship is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now tell me, is this a basic form of God that you worship? You know, basic worship. You worship, anybody can worship. And then when you become more advanced, then you go to other deities. Do you think it is like that? Impossible. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the highest, is the greatest. There is nothing beyond Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything because he is Krishna and he is Radha, Radharani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has said. So Radha and Krishna have come together in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when as devotees, we get Gauranitha deities and Nityananda Prabhu is our Adi Guru, Nityananda Ram, Balram. So we have the Adi Guru and we have the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, with the love of Radharani. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So how fortunate are those who are worshipping Gaur and Nithai in their homes. It is the highest form. It is not the most basic form. We should never think like that. Oh, when I make more advancement, then I will worship Jagannath Balde Subhadra. When I make more advancement, then I will worship Radha and Krishna or Shaligram Shila or Govardhan Shila. It is not like that. Gaur and Nithai. Gaur and Nithai. Our six Goswamis are our main acharyas. And yes, they worshipped Radha Govinda Dev, they worshipped Radha Madan Mohan, they worshipped Govardhan Shila, they worshipped Radha Raman, they worshipped Shaligram Shila. Yes. But their Ishtadev, their main deity was Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. All the six Goswamis. Therefore, in this book, Stavavali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, from which we are going to read today, it is translated by Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace Kushakrat Prabhu. But the Stavavali, beginning there is Ashtakam, eight verses glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami also, in his Stavamala, he begins with Gauranga Ashtakam, Chaitanya Ashtakam. Even Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, our Prayojan Acharya, is writing Gauranga Ashtakam, Chaitanya Ashtakam, glorifying Mahaprabhu. So we are very fortunate if we have Gaur Nithai deities at home. There is nothing else. We should just give our hearts to Gaur Nithai. Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru. All the gurus, the Akhanda Guru Tattva is Nityananda Prabhu. He is teaching us. He is Ananga Manjari. He is Radharani's younger sister. He is teaching us how we can worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Je Jana Gaurango Bhaje Sehayamar Pranare Bhaja Gaurango Kaha Gaurango Laha Gaurangera Namare Je Jana Gaurango Bhaje Sehayamar Pranare. These are the words of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He's telling us, please worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because in the worship of Krishna, especially for us Kali Yuga people, very difficult. For Krishna worship, there is Pancharatri ki vidhi. Very difficult. Very difficult in Kali Yuga, especially for us Grahasthas. To wake up the deity every day at the same time, to offer Aarti exactly same time, to offer Bhogas exactly at the same time. And there should be offering with roti, sabji, chawal, dal. There should be another offering with fruits. There should be sweet item. Everything at proper times. Not that today I'm busy, so I will offer the main bhoga in the evening. No, there is Bal Bhog, there is Raj Bhog. There are different offerings you have to make. At least four offerings, if not six. So, worshipping based on Pancharatri ki vidhi is the ideal. But for us in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult, especially for Grihasthas, householders. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and taught us Bhagavad Dharma. He has given us the Bhagavat Marg. There is Pancharatri Marg and there is Bhagavat Marg. And Bhagavat Marg is mainly worshipping through hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtan. Chanting Japa, chanting Kirtan, chanting Ashtakams, hearing Harikatha, inviting devotees and having them speak Harikatha, doing Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. This is how you worship the deity. This is Bhagavat Marg. And both are essential. In Kali Yuga, the Bhagavat Mark takes precedence. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us all this. And therefore, we are very fortunate, my dear friends. So, we'll start today's class, verse number 77. Srila Kaviraj Goswami is describing the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira, in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. And therefore, it is important to understand what is the identity of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is Lord Krishna, but in the form of Srimati Radha. who is a supreme devotee. Govinda Mohini Radha Govinda Nandini Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Srila Kaviraj Goswami describes who is Radharani. Govinda Nandini Radha. She is, Radharani is one who gives Ananda to Lord Govinda. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini. And she completely captivates the heart of Lord Krishna. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva. She is Govinda Sarvasva. Radharani is everything for Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna knows nothing but Srimati Radharani. Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. And Srimati Radharani is the leader of, she is the crest jewel of all the Kanta, all the consorts of Lord Krishna, which means Srimati Sita Devi, Srimati Rukmini Devi, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, Srimati Satyabhama Devi, Bhu Devi, all these consorts of the Lord, they are coming from Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is the topmost Kanta, Kanta Shiromani. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. And the love of this Radharani is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing. And he is not only tasting and relishing it, but he wants to distribute it also. He wants to distribute it to all of us. And in the Panchatattva, the main distributor is Nityananda Prabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also distributed, but only for 6 years. Remaining 18 years is relishing now. Now we are discussing the relishing pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He manifested his pastimes for 48 years. 24 years he was in Navadvip, where first of all he saw that In that period of Kali Yuga, people were very proud of their learning. So first he established himself as Nimai Pandit, the greatest, the most learned scholar. And he defeated everyone. So everyone surrendered to him. And then by becoming a devotee after getting initiation from Ishwarpuri Maharaj, Nimai Pandit became Nimai Vishwambhar. He became Bhavuk Nimai. And he converted all those proud people into the path of devotional service. And he established the Nam Sankirtan movement. That was the first 24 years. At the age of 24, he took sannyas. And for the next 6 years, he preached extensively. And then finally, he settled down in Jagannath Puri. And the last 18 years of his life are the Gambhir Leela, where there is mainly Vipralamba. So who is Jagannath? We have heard the story of Jagannath. We will hear it again in the coming weeks because now Jagannath Rath Yatra is coming up in the month of June. So who is Jagannath? Jagannath is Dwarkadhish Krishna. Krishna who has left Vrindavan and for a few years he has stayed in Mathura feeling separation from his most beloved Vrindavan Dham. And then he has gone to Dwarka further away. And in Dwarka, Krishna is always meditating on Sri Vrindavan Dham. He is always thinking of Srimati Radharani, Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, his parents, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, his friends like Subal Sakha, Shridam Sakha, Sudam Sakha, Stoka Krishna, Madhumanga. He is thinking of all of his friends, all of his consorts, the gopis, young gopis. And he's thinking of his parents. All the time thinking of Vrindavan, thinking of the Vrindavan forests, thinking of his cows. He's in separation from Vrindavan. Always in separation from Vrindavan. Therefore, in the Jagannath Ashtakam, written by Sripad Shankaracharya, it is said that it is Sada Vrindavan, always Jagannath is giving Vraj Bhakti, if we have the right mood. Because Jagannath himself is in Vraja Bhava. He is in Mahabhava. Therefore, his limbs are going inside his body. His eyes are big. He's looking for Radharani. Where is Radha? Where is Radha? Where is Radha? So Jagannath is Krishna who is separated from his Vrindavan. And feeling separation from his Vrindavan, feeling Vipralamba, he is in Mahabhav. Great emotion. And feeling intense separation from Vrindavan, he is looking for Radharani. With unblinking eyes, his eyelids are gone, his eyes have become round and big. Great ecstasy. That is Jagannath. And who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jai Gaura Sei Krishna Sei Jagannath. Gaura, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Jagannath are both Krishna. Are both Krishna. Jagannath is Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But see the difference. Jagannath is Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Jagannath is the mood of Krishna who is feeling separation from Vrindavan. He is Dwarkadish. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna who is in the mood of Radharani. And he is searching for Krishna. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Kahamora Prananath Murali Vadan Kaha Jaya Kaha Paya Srinanda Nandan. So it's Radharani looking for Krishna. My Krishna has left me. He has left Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Radharani searching for Krishna. And Jagannath is Krishna searching for Radharani. And both of them meet in Jagannath Puridham. That is Jagannath Puridham. It is Vipralambha Kshetra. It is Purushottam Kshetra. But it is Vipralambha Kshetra. Why? Because Jagannath is in Vipralambha and Radharani is in Vipralambha. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in Vipralambha. And both of them meet every day in Jagannath Puri. And their union is so sweet. Mahaprabhu stands behind the Garud Stambha and in the mood of Radharani, he is looking at Jagannath. He is not even looking at Subhadra and Baladev and Sudarshan. He's only looking at Jagannath. Why? Because Jagannath appears to Mahaprabhu as Shyam Sundar with his flute. Karena Venuranjitam Gati Karindra Ganjitam Dukula Pita Shobhanam Namami Nandanandanam. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Radha Bhav beholds the beautiful form of Jagannath, he is saying, Karena Venu Ranjitam, he has beautiful flute in his hand. Gati Karindra Ganjitam, and he has the majestic, handsome, graceful gait of an elephant. He walks like a majestic elephant, holding a flute in his hand. And Dukula Pita Shobhanam, his Dukula, his clothes are Pitambar. Neelambara dharo radha pitambara dharo hari jivane nidhane nityam radha krishna gatir mama shla jiva goswami wrote in yugalashtakam. So Krishna is wearing pitambar. So karena venu ranjitam gati karindra ganjitam dukula pita shobhanam namami nanda nandanam. Our Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Radha Bhava is seeing Jagannath as Shyam Sundar, Nanda Nandan, Krishna. And Jagannath, with his big eyes, unblinking eyes, when he is looking at Gaura, he is seeing Radharani. He is seeing Radharani because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is covered by the complexion, the effulgence of Radharani. And Jagannath is seeing Radharani and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is seeing Shyam Sundar in the mood of Radharani. And both of them are meeting every day, my dear friends. So this is so sweet. This is Vipralambha Kshetra, Sri Jagannath Puridham. It is a very deep Siddhanta. So verse number 77. Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj explains all this in this very beautiful book, The Embankment of Separation. Everyone should read this book and cry. Very, very beautiful book. Feel like embracing this book to the heart. Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj wrote this book. Please buy this book and worship it and read it. It is so beautiful, this book. Embankment of Separation by Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj. So verse number 77. Shri Kaviraj Goswami is describing the activities of Mahaprabhu in Vipralambha Kshetra. भक्तगण प्रभु संगे रहे चारि मासे प्रभु आज्ञा दिला सबे गेला गौड़ देशे। ट्रांसलेशन बाय आवर मोस्ट बिलवड फाउंडर आचार्य ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद। ऑल द डिवोटीज रिमेन्ड विद श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कंटिन्यूअसली फॉर 4 months, दैट इज द चतुर्मास। देन द लॉर्ड ऑर्डर्ड देम बैक टू बंगाल एंड देयरफॉर दे रिटर्न। सो ऑल द डिवोटीज हेडेड बाय शिवानंद सेन, श्रीवास ठाकुर, हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स, श्री अद्वैत आचार्य एंड हिज फैमिली, हिज चिल्ड्रन, ऑल ऑफ देम, ऑल दीज डिवोटीज फ्रॉम नवद्वीप, दे वुड कम एवरी ईयर एंड स्पेंड 4 months इन जगन्नाथपुरी। 200-300 ऑफ देम वुड कम, इफ नॉट मोर, एंड दे वुड स्पेंड टाइम विद देयर बिलवड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु फॉर 4 months। But after that, Mahaprabhu would request them, now you go back home to Navadvip. And therefore they would go. Not that they wanted to go back. They are like waiting, oh, what to do? Mahaprabhu wants us to wait for 4 months. What about my crops? What about my house? Who is maintaining my house? Who is cleaning my house? There will be cobwebs when I go. No, no, no. Not like that. They could not live without Mahaprabhu. Given a choice, they would live forever in Navadvip. But after 4 months, Mahaprabhu would send them back because they had their duties to do. Similarly, we also have our duties to do. We may like to hear Harikatha all day. We may like to hear Kirtan all day. We may like to chant all day. We may like to just spend time with devotees all day. We may just like to spend time with our deities, serving them all day. But we have duties to do. We have to work. We have to earn money in this world to maintain Krishna's family. Because our house is not our house. It is Radharani's house. So to maintain that, as a servant of Radharani, we have to go and get things for her, so she can perform her service to Krishna. We have to take care of our family members, in whose heart Krishna is living. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayeshu Arjuna Tishtati, who are devotees of Krishna. So to maintain Krishna's home, to maintain Krishna's family, we have to work. We have to take care of our family members. We have to cook. We have to clean. We have to look at the maintenance of the house. If something is broken, we have to fix practical things. So many things are there. And it is our responsibility. So we have to do that also. So Mahaprabhu would send them back. Go back to Navadvip and do your duties. Who will take care of Shachi Mata if you all stay here? So they had to go. That's why they went. So internally, we maintain the taste for Krishna consciousness. But externally, we have to divide our day to perform our duties also. So there are 3 types of duties. There are duties to Krishna. There are duties to our family members. And there are duties to the work and outside world, employer and the outside world. So we have to divide our time like that, performing these 3 duties. Duties to Krishna, duties to family members, and duties to our employer and the outside world. So we have to balance it nicely. Most important is duty to Krishna. We have to balance it nicely. Verse 78. Tasabara sange prabhur chila bhai agyan taragele puna haila unmada pradhan. Translation, as long as the devotees were in Neelachal Jagannathpuri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintained his external consciousness. But after their departure, his chief engagement was again the madness of ecstatic love for Krishna. I was listening to a lecture by my spiritual master, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Those of you who want, I can share it. There, Maharaj clearly says that we have to become mad for Krishna. We have to become mad for Krishna. And he gives the example of the gopis of Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu is experiencing Radha Bhava, Gopi Bhava. So we have to become mad for Krishna, Maharaj was saying. The aim of our life is not to chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, get initiated, and appear like a wise old devotee in a society of devotees, ISKCON. Everyone is respecting, everyone is thinking that I am well situated. That is not the aim of life. That is not the aim of life. Our aim of life is to practice ananyas chintayantoma ye jana pariupasate. Ananya bhakti, continuous 24/7 devotional service. 24/7 devotional service. Tesham satata yuktana bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is repeatedly saying, it is not just Krishna consciousness for 2 hours in the morning when we are chanting our 16 rounds. No. We have to chant continuously. Sadatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata namashyantyascha mam nitya. Namashyantyascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate. We have to be constantly engaged in devotional service. So our aim in life is not to chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, get initiated so that we feel that I'm going to get a better destination in my next life. And I will have one foot in material enjoyment and one foot in Krishna consciousness. That is half-baked devotional service. It is not good. That is not the aim. That is not the aim. We have to become pure devotees in this lifetime. We have to become pure devotees in this lifetime. And pure devotional service means exclusive devotional service. And we have to, that is the aim. That is the aim. That is what Mahaprabhu has come to give us. That is what the six Goswamis are giving us. That is what the six Goswamis are giving us. Gopi bhavara samrita abdhilahari kallola magnau vande rupa sanatanau raghuyugau shri jiva gopalakau. This gopi bhav is what Mahaprabhu has come to give us. Gopi bhav rasamritabdhi lahari kallola magnau muhu. They are completely magna, completely engrossed, completely maddened with the sweet amrit, sweet nectar, nectarian ocean of gopi bhav. Gopi bhav. Pyaro prema tarangini shri radhe, pyaro prema tarangini shri radhe, pyaro prema payo nidhi govinda, pyaro prema payo nidhi govinda, bhajo radhe govinda shri radhe, bhajo radhe govinda shri radhe. Krishna is like the ocean of bliss. Anandam Budhi. He is the ocean of bliss. And Srimati Radharani is the Prema Tarangini. She is the waves that splash us with ecstasy. Srimati Radharani. Bhajo Radhe Govinda Shri Radhe. Bhajo Radhe Govinda Shri Radhe. Pyaro prema tarangini shri radhe, pyaro prema tarangini shri radhe, pyaro prema payo nidhi govinda, pyaro prema payo nidhi govinda, bhajo radhe govinda shri radhe, bhajo radhe govinda shri radhe. This is life. We have to just be completely absorbed in thoughts of Radha and Krishna. How we can assist our Guru Maharaj in the service of Radha and Krishna eternally. We have to become mad. We have to become mad. That is the path of Srila Rupa Goswami. If we are aspiring to become Rupanugas, then we have to aspire to become completely 100% Krishna conscious, completely mad. There is nothing in my life except Radha and Krishna. Krishna prema mai Radha, Radha prema mayo hari, jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Radha Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kisho. Jivane Marane Gati Aranahimo. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gati Aranahimo. What Srila Jiva Goswami is writing in Yugalashtakam, that same Srila Narottam Das Thakur is writing. Same thing. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishor. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishor. This youthful couple, Yugala Kishor, Radha and Krishna, is my life and soul. Pranam. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishor. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishor. Jivane Marane Gati Aranahimor. There is nothing else in my life. So we have to live our life with this ambition. If someone wants to become a physician, a doctor, or someone wants to become an engineer or a lawyer or MBA, we plan like that. First, I will finish my high school. Then I will do my graduation. Then I will go to medical school. Then I will do residency. Then I will take my board exams. Then I will pass my board exams. Then I will find a good practice and I will practice medicine. Or I will graduate from law school or MBA school or engineering school. I will find a job and I will practice. So we plan it nicely. If we plan it, then someday we will get there. So we have to plan to become mad for Krishna. Unmada Pradhan. Srila Kaviraj Goswami is describing Mahaprabhu. So we have to also become completely mad for Radha and Krishna. Gopi Bhav, Raj Bhakti. Any form of Raj Bhakti. Not just Gopi Bhav. It could be Vatsalya Prem. It could be Sakhya Bhav. It could be Dasya Bhav. Any of the four rasas. But because these four rasas give Krishna the most pleasure. According to Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is Shantaras also. But these four rasas are the ones that please Krishna the most. We should aspire for Dasya Bhav or Sakhya Bhav or Vatsalya Bhav or Madhurya Bhav. Shringar Ras or Adi Ras. Gopi Bhav. So we should aspire to become completely mad for Krishna in Vraja Bhakti. If we have that constant aspiration, if that is our constant prayer when we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by the mercy of Guru Gauranga Gopinath, someday we will get there. But we have to plan from now. That I want to plan my life like this. If I live long enough, if I live to be 60 years, I want to just do complete exclusive bhajan. Just serve the devotees, associate with devotees. Hear, chant, read. There is so much to read, my dear friend. We should make a plan. Bhagavad Gita. This 1 year, I'm going to study Bhagavad Gita nicely with the purports. Bhakti Shastri or no Bhakti Shastri? That is secondary. That is external. Bhakti Shastri is good because it gives a systematic opportunity to study. It is time bound and it keeps us on track. So at least Bhakti Shastri everyone should do. Disciple course and Bhakti Shastri. After that, there are other things also. There is Bhakti Vaibhava, there is Bhakti Vedanta, there is Bhakti Sarabhava. But again, most important, we may do, we may not do. It's completely a personal choice. But most important is, we must have a study plan for Swadhyaya, for reading Srila Prabhupada's books. This 1 year, I'm going to study Bhagavad Gita. I'm going to study Srimad Bhagavatam the next year. The next year, I'm going to study Chaitanya Charitamrita. And every day, we should read. Verse, purports, and whatever we are reading, we should, important point, we should note down. And we should share with our friends. Yesterday, I was reading like this in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then again, we should start. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are the main books. Nectar of Instruction also, and Nectar of Devotion also. These are the main books. And Brahma Samhita, even by Srila Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada. After that, we should have a plan. I want to read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I want to read. There are so many advanced texts. There is Ujjwal Neelamani. There is Govinda Leelamrita. There is Krishna Bhavanamrita. There is this Stavavali. There is Stavamala. So when are we going to read all these books? So we should have a plan now that I'm going to read all these books. I'm going to study these books. I'm going to increase my chanting. Now I'm chanting 18 rounds. Nobody should chant 16 rounds. I say this always. Nobody should chant 16 rounds. It's the minimum. We should never do what is minimum. So we should at least do 18 rounds. Now, if we are doing 18 rounds, we should have a plan to increase it slowly to 20 rounds, 22 rounds. Of course, we have to balance. So right now, only 18 rounds may be possible or 20 rounds may be possible because we are working, we have family. But we should have an aim that when I retire, I want to do that. What happens is people retire, but they don't have a taste for Krishna consciousness and they have never planned for higher things. So they retire. They have a nice 401k. Their house is paid off. Their car is paid off. They don't have any loans. They have liquid cash also in their savings. They have assets. And now they don't know what to do with their time. And then they get into so many distractions and diversions, even after retirement. They go on cruise, they go on vacation. I have not seen that place. I have not seen this place. I have not seen Greece. I have not seen Australia, New Zealand. And they want to go. It's the same thing. It is just one earth planet. It's the same thing. There is no need to go anywhere. Unascharvita charvanana. Just chewing what is chewed. It's the same thing. Same thing. Sorry. But Srila Prabhupada says, wet stool and dry stool. It's a stool. It's abominable. This whole planet is abominable. The demigods don't even come here in Kali Yuga because it is so abominable. So why waste time and money to see Alaska, to see South America? What is there? It is just a trick of the mind and the false ego. I went and I have conquered this place. My photograph in front of Eiffel Tower of Paris. Yes. I went and conquered France. I tasted and enjoyed the best thing that this country has to offer. Yes, I am the conqueror. I am Digvijay. Oh, I have enjoyed the natural beauty of New Zealand. Yes, I am the enjoyer. What is this? Oh, I have been to Singapore. Best shopping. I have enjoyed and tasted whatever Singapore has to offer. I am the Digvijay. I am the enjoyer. This whole vacationing desire comes from false ego, that I am the enjoyer. And that is the precise reason why we are in this material world, stuck. So we should have a plan for renouncing. And renunciation is only possible if we have an attachment. If we think that now I have read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, I am done. Then what do we have to look forward to? Now in few months on Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, Chaitanya Charitamrita reading will be completed. What are we going to do then? So we have to have a plan. For our Swadhyaya, for our Shravanam, we should have a plan. There is so much to do. We should not think, oh, I can never read Gita Govind. I will never be able to read Stavamala. Oh, it's very high stuff, high-fi stuff. Prabhupada never gave it. No, that is not the mentality. Prabhupada read all these books. Prabhupada relished Krishna Karanamrita. Prabhupada relished Gita Govind. He knew. He has tasted everything. And he's giving us based on time, place and circumstances. So Prabhupada Anuga means to follow in the footsteps of Prabhupada. We should have a plan. First, I want to study Prabhupada's books. Then I want to study the Shat Sandarbhas. Our acharyas have given everything. Srila Prabhupada's disciples have given everything. Stavamala, Kushagartavu has given. His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj, one of our GBCs and Prabhupada disciples, Bhanu Swami Maharaj. He has given us everything. So many books he has written. All the Acharya's commentaries practically he has translated. Vaishnava Toshani, Laghu Vaishnava Toshani, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami's, Bhavartha Darshini Tika of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has given us the Brahma Sutras along with the Govinda Bhashya commentary of Baladeva Vidyabhushan. He has given Govinda Lilamrit. He has given Krishna Bhavanamrit. He has given Gita Govind. All these books he has translated. Our acharyas have translated and given us. So we should read. We should read these books. Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, when are we going to read his books? When will we read Mathura Meets Vrindavan, Embankment of Separation? So we should have a plan. Every day I'm going to read. I'm going to hear. There is so much Harikatha to hear. When are we going to read? So we should have a plan to go deep and deep and deep and deep and deep in Krishna consciousness. That is the meaning of Prabhupada Anuga. So So we go to verse number 78. So as long as the Navadvip Vasis were there in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu was very controlled. Bhaya Gyan. He was aware of his externals. Because one should know how to interact with different types of devotees. Now the devotees of Navadvip, they were very advanced, but they had almost like a Vatsalya Prem for Mahaprabhu, because they saw Mahaprabhu grow up as a child. So they had that type of love. So Mahaprabhu was manifesting ecstatic symptoms, was manifesting devotional symptoms in front of them, but it was limited because that relationship was there. But with his most intimate associates, Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi, who is Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu was himself. He would manifest his Radha Bhava, that is Unmad Pradhan. So when the residents of Navadvip went back to Navadvip, our Mahaprabhu started again. Unaha means again. He started manifesting his symptoms of Radha Bhava. Verse 79. Ratri dine sphure krishne rupa gandharasa sakshad anubhave yena krishna upasparsha. Hare Krishna. Throughout the entire day and night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly relished Krishna's beauty, rupa, fragrance, gandha, and taste, rasa, as if he were touching Krishna hand to hand. So, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all these five sensations we have to use in Krishna's service. Mahaprabhu was doing that. Then let's see what happens one day. Ekadina Prabhu Gela Jagannath Darshane Simhadware Dala Aishi Karila Vandane. One day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath, the gatekeeper at the Simhadwar approached him and offered respectful obeisances. Karila Vandane. The Dware Dalai Asi. Karila Vandane. At the gate of Simhadwar of Jagannath temple, the gatekeeper came. Dalai. Gatekeeper came and he offered obeisances. Verse 81. Tare bale kotha Krishna mora pranana more Krishna dekhao bali dharita rahat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, where is Krishna, my life and soul? Please show me Krishna. Saying this, he caught the doorkeeper's hand. Dharita rahat. Mahaprabhu is requesting the doorkeeper to give him Krishna. Give him Krishna. Where is Krishna? Kaha mora prananath murali vadan kaha jaya kaha gaya Shri Nanda Nandan. Seha kahe iha haya Vrajendra Nandan aisa tumi mora sange karana darshan. The doorkeeper replied to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vrajendra Nandan, the son of Maharaj Nanda, is here. Please come along with me. I shall show you. Very fortunate doorkeeper. Mahaprabhu is asking him. Just like the gopis, just like Radharani, when Krishna left the Rasa Lila, they were searching for Krishna. They were searching for Krishna. They were asking the deer. They were asking the peacocks. They were asking the trees. And the plants and the flowers. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? That same mood, Gopi Bhav, Mahaprabhu is displaying, experiencing. 83. Tumi mora sakha dekha kaha pranana etabali jagamohan geladhari taraha. Lord Chaitanya said to the doorman, Tumi mora sakha. You are my friend. Please show me where the Lord of my heart is. Kaha Prananath. After the Lord said this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the doorkeeper both went to the place known as Jagamohan, where everyone views Lord Jagannath. So the fortunate gatekeeper, he held the lotus hand, Kararavinda, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took him to the place from where everyone can have darshan of Lord Jagannath, the Jagamohan place. 84. Seha bale ei dekha Shri Purushottama netra bhariya tumi karha darshana. The doorkeeper said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just see, here is the best of the personalities of Godhead, Shri Purushottama. From here, you may see the Lord to the full satisfaction of your eyes. Hare Krishna. It is such a benediction to see Krishna. The gopis were always crying in separation from Krishna. Shukdeva Goswami explains in the Rasa Panchadhyayi. Iti gopya pragayantya pralapantyascha chitradha rurudhu suswaram rajan krishna darshana lalasa. The chapter after the Gopi Gita, chapter number 32 of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, begins like this. Shishuka uvacha. Iti gopya pragayantya. In this way, the gopis were singing. The Gopi Gita ends and then the next chapter begins like this. Iti gopya pragayantya pralabantyascha chitradharurudhu suswaram rajan. O Rajan, O Parishit Maharaj, Shukdeva Goswami is saying. O Rajan, rurudhu suswaram. The gopis were crying, but even the crying of the gopis is suswaram. It is very sweet, like a song. Rurudhu suswaram rajan krishna darshan lalasa. Why? They were crying because krishna darshan lalasa. They had a deep desire to have krishna darshan. Same mood. Now you see to your full satisfaction, my lord. See the darshan of Jagannath. Now Mahaprabhu is so happy. Verse 85. Garudera pacherahi karena darshan dekhena Jagannath haya murali vadan. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed behind the huge column called the Garud Stambha and looked upon Lord Jagannath. But as he looked, he saw that Lord Jagannath had become Lord Krishna with his flute to his mouth. Jagannath haya murali vadan. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj in this book, Embankment of Separation, writes that if we have Radha Bhav, if we have Gopi Bhav, if we are following in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, when we enter the temple of Lord Jagannath and we take darshan of Sri Jagannath, Sri Jagannath will appear to us holding his Murali. He will appear as Muralidhar Krishna, even to us, Gaur Govind Maharaj writes. Verse 86. Ei lila nija granthe Raghunatha das Gauranga stava kalpavrikshe kariyache prakash. In his book known as Gauranga stava kalpavriksha, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami has described this incident with the gatekeeper of Jagannath temple very nicely. I think this is the last verse for today. Yes, this is the last verse for today. Verse number 87. This is from the work of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Gauranga Kalpavrikshastava. Text 87.
Kvamekantaha Krishna stvaritamihatam lokaya sakhe Tvam eveti dvara dhipam abhivadan unmadiva drutam gachhat drashtum priyam iti tad uttena dhritata bhujantar gaurango ridaya udayan mamadayati
translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear friend, the doorkeeper, where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? Kindly show him to me quickly. With these words, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the doorkeeper like a madman. The doorkeeper grasped his hand and replied very hastily, "Come, see your beloved. May that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also." Just Sri Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying for becoming mad for Krishna. Mam Madayati. May Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also. This is our parampara, my dear friends. So this incident is described very beautifully by Raghunath Das Goswami in this Stavavali book. It's available on Amazon. It's available through Ras Bihari Lal also. You can order it. It is translated by Srila Prabhupada's disciple Kushakrat Prabhu. And it is there on KK Songs also. So we will read quickly. We'll chant this beautiful prayer, Shri Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha. This stava is like a Kalpa Vriksha, like a desire fulfilling tree, spiritual desire fulfilling tree. So we can all read together. Gatim drishtva yasya pramada gajavarye khilajana mukham cha shri chandro paridadhati thutkara nivaham swakantyaya swarna chalamadharayachi duchavachas tarangair gaurango ridaya udayan mamadayati alankrityatmanam nava vividaratnairivavala vivaranatva stambha sputa vachana kampashru pulakaihi hasan svidyan rityan shitigiri pater nirbharamude urashri gaurango ridaya udayan mamadayati rasollasaistirya gati bhiravito vari bhiralam drishoshinchalloka naruna jalayantratva mithayo mudadantair dashtva madhura madharam kampachalitair natan shri gaurango ridaya udayan mamadayati Vachin Mishravase Vrajapati Sutasyoru Viraha Shlathachit Sandhitvad Dadhadhika Dhairgyam Bhujapado Luthan Bhumau Katva Vikala Vikalam Gad Gadavacha Rudan Shri Gaurango Ridaya Udayan Mamadayati Anudghatya Dwara Trayamuru Chabhiti Trayamaho Vilangyochay Kalingika Surabhi Madhye Nipatitaha Tanudyat Sankocha Kamatha Iva Krishno Ruviraha Duraraj Gaurango Virajan Gaurango Ridaya Udayan Mamadayati Svakiyasya Pranar Buddha Sadrijad Goshthaya Viraha Pralapan Unmadat Satatamati Kurvan Vikaladihi Dadhad Bhittau Shashwad Vadana Vidhugharshena Rudhiram Chatottham Gaurango Ridaya Udayan Mamadayati. Now this is the verse that is there in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that we read today, verse number 17. Kvame Kantaha Krishna Stvaritam Ihatam Lokaya Sakhe. Oh my Sakha, oh my doorkeeper, please Stvaritam, quickly take me to Krishna.
त्वमेवेति द्वाराधिकम् अभिवदन् उन्मद इव द्रुतं गच्छत् द्रष्टुं प्रियमिति तदुत्तेन धृतता भुजान्तर गौराङ्गो हृदय उदयन् मामदयति मदयति वर्ड इज मिसिंग इट शुड बी मदयति मेक मी मैड समीपे नीलाद्रे शतक गिरिराजस्य कलनादये गोष्ठे गोवर धन गिरिपतिम लोकितुमितः व्रजन्नस्मित उक्त्वा प्रमद इव धावन अवर्धृतो गणै स्वैर गौरांगो हृदय उदयन मामदयति अलम दोलाखेला महसि वरतन मंदपतले स्वरूपेण स्वेना परनिज गणेनापि मिलितः स्वयं कुर्वन् नाम्ना मति मधुर गानं मुरभिदः सरंगो गौरांगो हृदय उदयन मामदयति दयं यो गोविंदे गरुड इव लक्ष्मीपतिरलं पुरी देवे भक्तिं य इव गुरु वरय यदुवरः स्वरूपे यः स्नेहं गिरिधर इव श्रीलसुबले विधत्ते गौरांगो हृदय उदयन मामदयति महासंपद दावादपि पतितमुद्धृत्य कृपया स्वरूपे यः स्वीये कुजनमपि मां न्यस्य मुदितः उरोगुञ्जाहारं प्रियमपि च गोवर्धनशीलम् ददौ मे गौराङ्गो हृदय उदयन् मामदयति इति श्री गौराङ्गोद्गत विविध सद्भावकुसुम प्रभाभ्राजत्पद्यावलिललित साखं सुरतरुं मुहुर्योति श्रद्धौषधिवरबलत्पाठशलिलये अलं सिञ्चेद् विन्देत् सरसगुरुतल्लोकनफलम्
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे द फलश्रुति ऑफ दिस पोयम गिवन बाय श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज एज फॉलोज दिस पोयम इज लाइक अ सेलेस्टियल डिजायर ट्री कल्प वृक्ष हुज चार्मिंग ब्रांचेस आर इट्स वर्सेस सो दिस दिस कंपोजिशन दिस पोयम is like a desire tree. And all the 11 verses are the branches of this tree. Those branches appear very splendid because of the blossoming flowers of variegated expressions of ecstatic love for Lord Gauranga that grow there. Now we have run out of time. I was planning to read, actually in this book, Stavavali, I have the word for word translation for this whole for this whole song, but we have run out of time. So I'm just reading the last verse, the Phalashruti. Basically, in this poem, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has described the various ecstatic manifestations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is written that blossoming flowers of variegated expressions of ecstatic love for Lord Gauranga grow on this, on the branches of this tree. If a person regularly waters this tree with lots of water of careful and pure reading. So we don't even have to understand the meaning. We have to just carefully read it. Pure reading mixed with the powerful plant food of great faith. So just like we plant Tulsi Maharani, and every so often we have to put some plant food, organic plant food for Tulsi Maharani to become healthy, so that more manjaris, more leaves will grow. The plant food, the nutrition for this Kalpavriksha is faith. We should have faith in our Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we have faith, he will certainly be able to taste the tree's heavy nectarian fruit. What is that fruit? The personal audience of Lord Gauranga, which means we will see Gauranga Mahaprabhu face to face. If with faith, we regularly read this work. So unfortunately, I don't have time to describe this beautiful poem. I was trying to do it word to word. But I will stop here, my dear friends. So this is a very, very deep tattva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri Dham. And this beautiful reciprocations, how Mahaprabhu is standing behind the Garuda Stambha, the Garuda pillar, and taking darshan. Very shyly, he is just looking only at Jagannath, avoiding Jagannath's elder brother, Baladev, avoiding their younger sister, Subhadra Devi. He is just looking at Jagannath. And Jagannath is looking for Radharani in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is going on, my dear friends, in Jagannath Puri Dham. So Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela, they are one Leela. And this Leela, I am concluding, my dear friends, so please hear very carefully. There is Krishna Leela and there is Gaura Leela. Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela are one. They are continuation and they flow together. And this is called Leela Pravaha, the flow of the Leela. Leela Pravaha, like a river, it is flowing. Like Ganga, like Yamuna. Leela Pravaha is flowing. Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. And just like a Leela, just like a river has two tata, two banks. Please listen carefully, my dear friends. Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela are flowing. They are one. Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela are flowing. This is called Leela Pravaha. And just like a river has two banks on the two sides, there are two banks. Similarly, this Leela Pravaha Nadi, the Leela, the river of the Leela of Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela also has two banks. Tata. One bank is Milan, union, and the other bank is Vipralamba, Sambhog. Krishna Leela in the spiritual world is Milan Pradhan. In Goloka Vrindavan, in Krishna Leela, there is no Vipralambha like we see in the Prakata Leela that happened 5,000 years ago, where Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka. That never happens in Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. It is Milana Pradhan. There are no demons there either. So Nitya Leela is going on. The separation is there, but how? Krishna goes for Gocharan Leela and Radharani feels separation. Atati adabhavanahani kananam truti yugayate tvama paschatam kutilakuntalam shri mukham chate jada udikshatam pakshmakridvisham. That type of short separation is there in the spiritual world also. But not like in the Prakat Leela, where Krishna goes away for years. Never like that. The Ashtakali Leela is going on in Goloka Vrindavan, very beautiful. They are woken up in the Nikunjas by Vrinda Devi. And then they go to their homes. Radharani goes to her palace in Barsana. Krishna goes to Nandagaon. And then they pretend to be sleeping there. And they're woken up by their mothers, Kirtida Mata and Yashoda Mata. And then Radharani gets ready with her Sakhis, Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, and all the Sakhis, Ashta Sakhis, all the Manjaris, Rupa Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, who's Sanatan Goswami, Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami. They all come with Radharani to Nandagaon, to Nanda Bhavan, the house of Yashoda Maiya. And Radharani cooks with the help of all her maid servants. She cooks for Krishna. Krishna wakes up, gets ready, he milks the cows and he comes to have his meal, which Radharani has cooked in the morning. Then they're looking at each other with sidelong glances because Yashoda Maiya is there, Nanda Baba is there, even Balram is there, Krishna's friends are there. They all eat. And then Yashoda Maiya gives Krishna's remnants to Radharani. And Radharani shyly packs them and brings them to Barsana. And then she honors Krishna's Adharamrit, the nectar from Krishna's lips. And after Radharani relishes it, she gives it to her sakhis, to all of us, Hare Krishna. And then Radharani takes permission from Kirtida Mata and Vrishavanu Maharaj, I will go and do Surya Puja. And she goes to Surya Kund, where by this time Krishna, Balaram and all the friends with their cows, they have gone for Gochar and Leela, taking permission of Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba. But Krishna, taking the help of his very confidential Priya Narma Sakhas like Subal Sakha, he breaks free from his friends, tricks them and breaks free, and meets Radharani secretly in Surya Kund. Then again at noon time they have a secret meeting in Radha Kund, and they bathe in Radha Kund, they have their water sports, they play games, dice game, and so many games they play, and they have their swing, they swing on their swings on the banks of Radha Kund. They have so many sweet pastimes at Radha Kund. Govinda Lilamrit, it is described. They have beautiful pastimes in Radha Kund. The manjaris and the sakhis, they cook a nice feast for Radha and Krishna every afternoon. Radha and Krishna eat, and Radharani distributes their mahaprasad to all the sakhis and manjaris. And then they have wonderful pastimes. Then Krishna has to leave again to meet his friends. And then Radharani also has to go back to her home. And then in the evening, Krishna comes back with his friends and the cows. And again, Radharani and Sakhis, they come outside to take darshan of Krishna, see Krishna. And then Krishna comes home, then he takes his bath, and he again milks the cows. And then he has pastimes with his family and his friends. And then he pretends to sleep. When everyone sleeps, then Krishna escapes unnoticed by everyone. And then he meets Radharani at the Ras Mandali at night. And all the gopis are there, all the manjaris are there. The manjaris have worked with a lot of love and prepared everything very perfect. Virinda Devi has organized everything very perfect. And there are musical instruments, there is a symphony orchestra, beautiful Harinam Sankirtan, beautiful singing and dancing. And the Raslila takes place. Not just Raslila, there are water sports in the Yamuna at night. And all that is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Antyalila. So all these pastimes take place eternally. That little bit of separation is there in the spiritual world also. But that is when Krishna is having his pastime with other devotees. And then there is union. There is Milan. And there is Vipralamba, and there is Milan and Vipralamba. But Krishna Leela, you see, early morning Radha and Krishna meet. Then they meet at Surya Kund. They meet at noon time during at Radha Kund. They again meet in the evening, and they again meet at night. They again meet at night. So Krishna Leela is Milana Pradhan. There is mainly Milan. But Gaura Leela is Vipralamba Pradhan. Even in the Navadvip Dham of the spiritual world, Shvetadvip, it is described in Gauranga Leelamrit by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and it is translated by Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace, Dasharatha Sutta Prabhu from Alachur, very beautiful book. It is described that even in the Shvetadvip Navadvip, the spiritual world, eternally, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is meditating on Radha and Krishna. He's thinking of Radha and Krishna. He's calling out to Radha and Krishna. So Gauranga Leela is Vipralamba Pradhan. Therefore, in our Sampradaya, because we are Gaudiyas, there is so much Vipralamba. Even Srimad Bhagavatam talks about Vipralamba. In Srimad Bhagavatam also there is Vipralamba. So Krishna Leela is Milana Pradhan, Gauranga Leela is Vipralamba Pradhan. And these two, Milan and Vipralamba, Milan and Viraha, are the two banks of this Leela Pravaha, the river of Krishna and Gaura Leela. And in this book, Srimad Gaura Govind Maharaj describes the embankment of separation. The bank, he describes the bank of Vipralamba, Gauranga Leela Pradhan, which is Gauranga Leela. And therefore, he calls all these talks between Ramananda Raya, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambhira as the echoes of the Gambhira. Very deep and very sweet, very ecstatic. This is Gambhira Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj used to go in great ecstasy and trance when he would describe this meeting of this tattva of Jagannath Puri, the meeting between Jagannath and Mahaprabhu. And therefore, very great Vaishnava Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, very dear friend of Srila Prabhupada, and Narayan Maharaj considered Srila Prabhupada as his Shiksha Guru. He said something very wonderful. In 1996 February, when Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj left us in Mayapur Dham, he left his body and went back to the spiritual world, became Nitya Lila Pravishtha. The GBC made a resolution that Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj should be addressed as His Divine Grace. Because Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj was an Acharya, so he's called His Divine Grace, Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. So when this news came to Srila Narayan Maharaj that Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj has left, and the circumstances under which he left, in Sri Mayapur Dham, in Srila Prabhupada's Mayapur temple, the Chandrodaya Mandir, while talking about Jagannath Puri Dham, the Vipralamba Kshetra, two Matajis came and they asked Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj in the evening, after he had come back from the GBC meetings, why did Mahaprabhu choose Jagannath Puri? What is the internal reason? External reason is that Shachimata ordered him. What is the internal reason? And Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj got very excited. And he started describing, who is Jagannath? What is the mood of Jagannath? Who is Mahaprabhu? What is the mood of Mahaprabhu? How Mahaprabhu is Radharani in separation from Krishna? How Jagannath is Krishna in separation from Radharani? And how in Jagannath Puri Vipralamba Kshetra they meet eye to eye? And as he was describing the Milan after Vipralamba, embankment of separation, as he was describing, he left his body, went back to the spiritual world. Krishna took him. He entered into his samadhi and then left. When this news reached Srila Narayan Maharaj, Srila Narayan Maharaj exclaimed, I had told him never to speak that Leela. Srila Narayan Maharaj said, I had told Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj never to speak that Leela, because I knew if he speaks this Leela, he goes so deep that he might leave his body. I was afraid. Therefore, I had warned him, Maharaj, never speak that Leela, because he will leave us. This is love, my dear friends. These are the Acharyas. These are the Acharyas that we belong to. So we should take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Krishna consciousness is like a very, very deep ocean. There is no limit how deep we can go. So with this, my dear friends, I will stop. जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंद थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्ण आई विल नॉट बी एबल टू टेक एनी क्वेश्चंस टुडे सो वी विल एंड द क्लास हियर बिकॉज आई हैव अनदर हैड अनदर कॉल एट 12:20 इट्स 12:23 सो वी विल एंड द क्लास
थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभुजी for a very nice enlightening class today. And we are grateful to you. And very wonderful, ecstatic class. We look forward to your association again in the future. And we can end the call now here. Mancha kalpata rupyasya kripa sindhu devaja patitanam avalibhyo vaishyo Ananta Koti Vaishnavindu ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhu ki jai. Thank you, Prabhu ji. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Koti Koti Dandat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhu ji.